How do, paranormal people? Welcome back to the Ghost Encounters podcast show. How is everybody?
Yeah, well, good, all thanks.
Right,
yeah.
We're one missing, aren't we, tonight?
Yeah, we're one short.
She's ill. What, is she drunk?
Faye. Yeah.
She's out on the Prosecco again.
Faye.
The Prosecco break.
She's poorly. She's got the dreaded lurgy that's going round.
Oh, dear.
Cold. She didn't want to pass it on.
I just didn't think she wanted to come sit with us, are
No, probably not, to be fair. Probably had a better offer.
Than this?
Than this.
Well, what is there? Is there a better offer than this? Bloody hell.
Can't be.
Hey, did you see that idiot on Facebook with that haunted location?
Which one?
Absolutely hilarious. What a fool.
He is a fool, isn't he? I'd like to just put it out there that I am a bit of an idiot. I do agree. But I am a serious investigator, believe it or not. Yes, I just like to have a laugh and a joke. You know.
Yeah, semi-professional ghost hunter, but professional idiot.
Yeah, that's it. I have. If they ever give degrees out for being an idiot, I would have one.
Was very funny though, Nick.
Yes, there's more to come. Watch this space. Yes.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Keep your eyes peeled, yeah. So I hope you're all sat there now waiting for the next
Keep
video.
Coming back to the page and checking.
Yeah. Don't think, well, there'd probably be one every other day because I'm just too random for that. There might be two one day and none for a week. You never know, do you?
I was getting book on, but I didn't know where it was.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
The information was very scarce.
It's a very scary place.
I think we actually asked somebody. Had somebody ask how much the tickets were, didn't we?
Yeah. It's funny. Idiot, isn't he?
So, anything interesting happened this week?
Not really.
Apart from being an idiot.
No.
What about SpaceX rocket?
Who?
Elon Musk's rocket. See it at the dome. Do you see it?
Oh, no, I've seen it. Has it?
You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it, mate. No. What's happened?
His rocket's at the dome.
Has it really?
Yeah.
It's gone up and hit something.
Yeah. He said it's exploded and, yeah.
But mate, you can see that's it. Massive. How did I know that?
God. I saw a picture
of the flat moon. but Dean posted that, so. I was more interested in his McDonald's and leak opening than his flat moon picture, I'll be honest with you. It's a big one, don't it, McDonald's? Anyway, that's not very paranormal. But leakers, though, it's haunted leakers.
Haunted leak.
Leak and haunted moorlands, it's called.
We haven't got any venues in Leak, have we?
No, there's a good one, though.
To investigate?
There's one, right, that's supposed to be really... No, seriously, now it's supposed to be haunted. And it's an Airbnb as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can hire it out.
For how much?
I don't know, I want to be more. It's only like a flat. It is, yeah.
It'll be, if we get half a dozen people going, it'll be like £3 each.
Yeah, that's it. but like investigating the YMCA.
Yeah, there's quite a few reported haunted buildings in Leek.
It's a pub.
Can you remember the Silken Strand, what used to be a pub?
No.
That's got a really good reputation for activity in there, and we've been trying to get in there now for some years, but they're not allowing health and safety and all of that.
Is it derelict?
No, it's not derelict, but I don't know if it. I haven't inquired about any venues in Leek for a long time, but at the time we were trying to look in that area. It was just empty. The pub had closed and it was empty, but it's far from derelict.
All right.
But it's a really old building, which most of them are in Leek. It's a really old market town, isn't it? So, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, there's some real good buildings there.
And then I think there's a pub on the corner where the first set of traffic lights are called the Quiet Woman.
I wasn't going to say it in case everybody goes and books it up forever.
Oh, is that the pub that you're talking about?
That's B&B above it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I know the pub itself's got a reputation.
Might be worth a go.
Absolutely.
You never know. That looks a bit watched as well, just further up, going towards Cheddleton. The Green Man Motel. Yeah. That looks
okay.
Yeah.
That looks all right. Anyway, we'll come back to the haunted locations. What happened with this thing getting the dome?
I was just actually...
Nick,
I was
why have you had to go back to that?
No, I'm not interested in this now.
I was just
going
to show
you.
Oh, are you? I was just going to show a video.
Okay.
If I can get
good. Yeah, do that.
Might have to just keep chatting.
Okay, then, Okay, let's go back to the haunted place.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Yeah.
I nearly did a... that idiot nearly did a video with... Morton Corbett.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, but things...
didn't pan out.
I think it was a bit too haunted for him. But
was he too scared?
He was too scared, yeah, going in there on his own.
I see.
I don't know. But I have passed a load of... recently, on me touring, when I've been working, some really, really decent... I mean, you know, how I feel about graveyards, but there's some... Have you been to the graveyard in Stafford?
No, I don't think
I'm
no.
not. I'm not a big graveyard.
No, I'm not either. But honestly, I finished right opposite the graveyard in Stafford last week. And it was about 8 o'clock at night. And I walked in. And it's really eerie.
But graveyards are eerie, aren't they?
No, normally I find them okay.
Graveyards, I think, just by definition of what they are, makes them eerie. But I always think, why would a graveyard be haunted?
Yeah, I know, that's a problem I have. Well, a lot of people investigate, don't they? I've been watching a couple of programmes today, and I think the last three I watched, they were in graveyards, investigating graves.
I watched, I can't remember if it was on the TV, on YouTube, on one of the streaming channels, many, many moons ago, about taking the K2s.
Yeah.
And... putting them on top of the graves and you get readings. Yeah, you get readings off them. But a lot of people were saying it can be anything from pacemakers to, you know, but I just think is that a bit disrespectful? You know, it's a bit.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd be happy going
around. What about Highgate Cemetery?
And putting a K2 on top of Uncle Fred and, you know,
Highgate. All them tombs.
Yeah, but again, it's just, that's exactly it. It's eerie, isn't it? But why would, I don't know.
What about the Highgate Vampire?
That's just nonsense. Isn't
it? Why is it?
Because it is.
It isn't a Watchet Vampire, is it? I think it's more
just
of a...
nonsense.
Another vampire? I don't think it's a blood-seeking vampire. It's...
Another different type.
Yeah, a different sort of vampire.
A different species.
Not like sparkly vampires that you see on...
sparkly.
Yeah, on the, what was it called? Twilight. They're sparkly vampires, aren't they?
They are sparkly. They do sparkle,
something come
running
at me,
they?
Sparkling like that, I say, what are you doing, mate? You've got glitter all over you. What's going on here?
Fairy dust
yeah,
you to death.
Fairy dust vampire. Give me a goblin any time.
Oh,
or a gremlin.
Oh,
yes.
That's just rude.
That was, yeah. No, didn't mean it like that.
We'll just have another sip of this water.
Yes.
Just wash it down.
Dear. Yeah. So, yeah, graveyards, not for me, really. I'm not
it
saying,
will be one day.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't be. I'm sure I'd be quite on edge, and they're not nice places to be. And, you know, walking around graveyards in the night time, are they? Just because you just imagine.
What?
Well, because you imagine all of the bodies that are there, you know. But as far as haunted goes, I'm not sure.
No, I don't. No, I'm not one for. Although I do like graveyards.
Really?
They're more peaceful. I'm not weird or nothing like that. I find peace there.
Yeah.
You know? What was that?
It was this. I was trying to find that video.
I thought it was a dog barking.
It
was
a dog barking. I thought somebody sneezed.
It was a dog barking. But okay. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it up.
Oh, you know?
Yeah, I think everybody always thinks, why would anybody haunt? Why would anybody want to hang around where they're buried? They would go to their family or a place that they liked being, you know, a connection to a building. But I suppose, who knows? Who knows?
Nobody.
Nobody knows anything about this field, do they really? No.
There's no
definite or right and wrong, and is there? So who knows? Some people might like to hang around graveyards after they pass away.
They could do.
You know, if somebody used to enjoy walking around graveyards when they were alive, might revisit afterwards.
I know.
So,
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be buried anyway. Cremated and blown away in the dust, in the wind.
Are you?
Dust, yeah. Yeah. You don't want your kids going, keep going up a cemetery visit you, do you?
They wouldn't anyway, will they?
Well, probably not, but...
I'm not one for that, really.
No.
No.
I would go to clean headstones and things, but I don't go there because I think that my loved one is there.
Yeah.
You know, I just go to make things look, looking respectable and tidy, but not...
I suppose it all depends on what you believe in, doesn't it, as
absolutely.
Well.
I can understand why people would want somewhere to visit and sit and chat, and, you know, I understand that, but not for me.
No.
Not me either.
Nor me. Anyway, we're going investigating Saturday, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I think we've mentioned this before. We've probably already done it by the time you listen to this.
Yeah.
We will have done.
Yeah, we went ghost hunting last Saturday.
Oh, yeah, last
we
Saturday.
Went ghost hunting last Saturday.
Yeah, last Saturday we were ghost hunting. And we used a real new toy. Pretty good, actually, that was, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was... Was quite good. The
the dog ball.
Oh, no, not the dog ball.
That's just drive you insane, wouldn't it?
What are you on about then? The man-made REM pods we've done. Oh, no, not them, are they?
No,
them
no.
Them that are for sale. No, no not them.
I'm not talking about your REM pods that are for sale.
Oh, right, okay.
No, not them ones.
No.
We're talking about the thermal camera.
Yeah, thermal camera.
Oh, yeah.
Mark's had a thermal camera, it's good, isn't it?
Mark's had a new toy and he will be investigating with us on Saturday. He did investigate with us last Saturday.
Yeah, he did, yes. He investigated last Saturday.
It gets very confusing when we're pre-recording, but yeah. But so we'll be back at, I think we've mentioned it on previous podcast. We're back at Gresley Old Hall in Swandleycote, and it's going to be more of a private investigation this time, minus all of our lovely guests that normally tag along
Mark
with
in
us.
The attic on his own. Yeah. Because he'll love that.
Yeah, and we have the building at a very unusual time that's not normally allowed. So we will be in the building and investigating at a time that it's not normally investigated. So I think we'll be the first people in there at a particular time. So it's always nice to have a first, because who knows what happens if there's never anybody in there at that particular time.
Yeah, be good.
And as Nick says, Mark will be coming along with us, who I think the last time he was at Gresley Hall had... In his own words, quite a terrifying experience in the attic.
Yeah, he didn't enjoy it. It was a few years ago, that was.
Yeah, he was pulled back by someone into a room and physically could not walk through the doorways.
I was downstairs. He came down after it happened, and he was shaking.
Yeah.
Looked like he'd seen a ghost.
Ooh.
Hey. Fancy having one of them in an haunted location.
Mark's quite a level-headed guy. We've had Mark on the podcast a couple of times. He's a licensed psychotherapy, hypnotherapist. He's, you know, quite a clever guy and quite a level-headed guy. So he's not one of these people that something happens and it has to be paranormal, is he? So. No. I think he said that was the first and only time he's ever felt terrified on an investigation.
It is up there, like I say, when we investigated, you know, yourself now, until you've been, you don't really know, do you? And I mean, how dark it is in the attic. It never gets light. Your eyes don't adjust to it.
It's quite bizarre because obviously, for the nature of what we do, we go into a lot of dark places. And even if there's no windows in a room and it's dark and it's midnight, eventually your eyes do adjust and you can...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that you can see clearly, but, yeah, you know, you can see enough to walk around a room without bumping into furniture, yeah, you yeah. know. But that attic there, that never happens.
Which is weird, isn't it?
It never happens. You can put your hand an inch away from your nose and you can't see your hand. No. It's quite bizarre. And your eyes just don't adjust to the darkness.
No. I think this Saturday I shall be going up there with the night vision.
Yeah.
I didn't take it up there last time we went.
Well, it's different when you've got guests.
Yeah.
You can use different methods and different equipment, can't yeah. you, when you know when you haven't got
Hopefully
the
we can use that a lot, can't we, this time.
Yes, yeah.
Just to see what, if anything, is going on. Because if something was going on, we wouldn't have seen it anyway, would we? Do you know what I mean?
No.
I think
we can record... We can record more, probably put a few more reels out on the Facebook pages, and there's a possibility of us recording some audio for put out on podcast, maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
just to watch it.
Right, I'm going to try and do this now. This obviously with this bit of equipment's kind of new. We don't really done this, so I'm just going to. See if I can show you this.
Yeah, this would be good if you could.
And
this is new to me as well. I haven't seen this. I haven't even heard about it. With a dome.
Could do.
Do you know what, Nick? Anything is possible. Anything. But in my belief system, I'm going to say no.
I'd like to have a dome.
Would you?
I'll be honest with you, I do like snow globes. It'd be nice to live in one, wouldn't it?
Yeah, nice little snow globe.
Right, Emily.
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
I thought I was getting all over
the... Yeah, I did as well. I thought I was going to spit it all over the
microphone.
Well,
that was the end
then.
Of the podcasting then.
Yeah.
Well, it nearly is for this year, because we're going to have a little break, aren't we?
Oh, it's Christmas soon.
25th of November, I think, the first one we did.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
Ooh,
really?
12 months, nearly.
Yeah.
So how many episodes is this, Nick, we've done? If this one, when this goes out, what number will this be?
This will probably be 51. But we have done a few more, but I've counted them all. We've had one deleted, one taken off. Someone must have said something wrong.
Have we?
Yeah, one's gone.
I blame you.
When did that go?
Yeah, and it wasn't Mark. Mark hadn't been on.
Yeah, because it does. When did the conspiracy?
It was one of the early ones, a really early one.
Oh, but so a long time ago.
Yeah.
Probably Faye.
Probably.
And somebody, seriously, got taken off.
Yeah,
well, probably. Did they not tell you why?
No.
They told helpful.
They told me they'd taken it off.
But not why?
No.
So you don't know not of what not to do again?
Probably
because they don't
Faye
tell
you.
With one of your conspiracies that's not been fact-checked.
Probably talking about Rona or something.
Probably.
It's a good job of you. Have Mark on them early days, or else we'd have been banned. Totally banned.
Everything.
Yeah, had to sell up and everything.
We would have done that. Had to sell all the equipment because of Mark. Yeah, he's off Facebook more than he's on, isn't he?
He's always been taken off Facebook, isn't he? Given bans for this, that, and the other.
For
sharing false news.
He likes being in jail. He loves being in jail.
Facebook jail.
Yeah,
I've stopped looking at obituaries now. I just look at Mark's Facebook page.
Yeah.
Oh, cheery.
But you're very, very cheery.
Hey, you'll be listening to this, Mark.
I know.
I'm pitching on him.
Hi, Mark.
Pick on Mark if he likes it.
Yeah. Yeah. We've came back on, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might be hard to get him on after we've been...
Gresley. Talk about the experience,
Well, that'll probably be the last one before Christmas, won't it? So.
Yeah, probably.
So, quick question for you.
Go on.
What do we think about portals?
Very good.
And I'm talking sort of ghostly, spiritual portals, not time-jumping sort of portals. You know, we're not talking time travel, time hop.
What? So,
you know when
through a mirror or
absolutely. I mean, a lot
or
of people
portals
connect
to hell. That's
well, yeah, well, yeah. A lot of people connect portal mirrors to portals, don't they? Because it's a, I think since Victorian times, it's been a common belief that spirit can travel through mirrors.
Yeah.
But also. There's a belief out there that there can be a portal in the middle of a room or in a cupboard or anywhere where spirit or whatever you want to call them can come into this realm and jump back out and come and visit and go back out. And so what do we think about that?
I don't know. If that was the case, would there be... a spirit or a dead person, or would it be a real person coming through and going back? Why would a spirit need a portal?
Well, how does a spirit travel from their realm to ours?
Well, spirit, you just communicate with it, don't you? I believe a ghost is a recording, so unless you're talking about a Bigfoot appearing or... a Loch Ness monster.
So do you, so you don't believe that if you went into somewhere where we were getting activity and you actually maybe were lucky enough to see a full-bodied apparition and it was intelligent and you were communicating with it, is that not something that's aware
has that ever happened to
you?
Anybody?
I don't know.
I'm sure.
Has it? They've actually...
Sure. I'm not saying that they've sat there and had a conversation with an apparition, but they've had activity, they've had communication, and then they've picked up, maybe on video or camera or something, a full-bodied apparition.
Right. I don't know, because I don't believe in an intelligent apparition. I only believe in a recording apparition.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it
be visual or audio.
Yeah. Visual or especially visual. I don't believe it can interact with you.
So if you're
I've seen apparitions, so I know they exist. Well, in my mind, they exist, but I don't believe they can interact with you.
So if you're interacting, if you're asking questions, and there's something that's intelligently answering your questions, whether it be through a spirit box or lighting a K2 up or however, where it's interacting intelligent, you don't think that's actually something in the room with you?
I don't think I believe that a spirit can create enough energy to manifest itself and communicate with you.
So,
communicate with you from wherever.
So the question I've just asked you,
right?
The answer is, if something is intelligently communicating with you, you don't believe that it's actually in the room with you. Whether you can see it or not is irrelevant. You don't think that it's actually in the room with you. It's being done by some sort of energy from wherever they are.
I think so, yeah. Although, you do feel stuff in the room. You do definitely feel stuff in the room. But do you see stuff as well in a room?
But do you think
but you have, haven't you? You've felt as if it's been there. So it's everybody's choice, isn't it?
Do you
until
think
it actually happens to me, until I actually see an apparition and it actually interacts with me, then
Do you think it's possible for something to be in the room with you and you just can't physically see it for whatever reason?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Oh, definitely 100%.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Because we can only see a very small spectrum of light and colours. Yep.
So that's why we go, and that's why is the what's it now? That's why we got. Oh come on, Nick!
It's like me. That is.
What's it called? Your camera.
The thermal.
No.
SLS.
No.
Infrared.
No.
Night vision.
No.
Full spectrum.
Yes, he's there. That's why we use things like that, because that supposedly can see what we can't see.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's, it's just an aid we use, isn't it?
So those things that are in the room with you that we may or may not be able to see, do you think that they're there all the time, or do you think they travel in and out? And if they travel in and out, is it portals that they use?
Probably a bit of both. Probably things here that we can't see, which are here all the time, and then there's spirits that pop in, maybe. But I struggle with it.
But you've actually experienced stuff that's meant stuff to you, haven't you?
Yeah,
I've seen, but I was only four, so I've seen a lot of, you know, and I've said I've never seen anything, I've seen loads.
I know.
I forget.
I know.
But the only one that sticks in my mind is me dad's nan when I was four. And what I've been told about coming, but obviously I can't remember any of that because I was four.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I can remember being ill and there's something vague there, but I can't remember everything my mum told me about it.
Mm.
But obviously I saw something and I was interacting and talking to something that I said was my nan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so but since I've been able to recall stuff, that's not happened.
So you have had the experience of seeing and communicating with something at the same time.
But I was ill, and I could have been. what's it? What do they call it?
Hallucinating.
Yeah, I could have been. My temperature was that. I had mumps.
But the things that you were, but the things that you said were being communicated, was real information that was proved true that you shouldn't have known.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So does having mumps make you?
I don't know, yeah. Maybe so. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. But
but this is good because you think that you believe in something. It's like no.
But it's a story I was told though as well, isn't it? Even though it was by my mother.
Yeah, but when you start looking and dissecting things and talking about things a bit more deeply, sometimes it can make you change your mind of what you thought you believed, because sometimes these beliefs can be a little bit superficial, and when you delve into it a bit deeper, you think actually. So we've gone from. Not believing that an apparition can be intelligent to actually you've experienced an intelligent apparition.
I was told I had.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I know Nick has seen stuff, even the wolf he saw, but it meant something to him. And
yep.
Which is the stuff I've seen, there's no story with it. If you know what I mean, it doesn't mean anything. Nick found stuff out about what he was doing. He'll tell you the story in a minute, obviously, I suppose. But the stuff I've seen has just been something
random.
Yeah, you know, and I've not interacted with it. I've not even communicated or anything like that with it.
But do you think that that they were truly random, or is it, or was the connection that you've just not made yet?
I don't know. I mean, a miner walking in the woods is one thing. Then there's like, I'm sure he was a patient from Cheddleton standing in the street, and, you know, it's, I don't think I need, it's that long ago, I'm not, I don't think I'm going to connect with them now.
No.
You know, that was so random. That guy, that's probably the best one I saw.
But you know, it can be something.
But it was for like 5 seconds.
Or it can be something so subtle, Nick, that seeing something which made you take a different route or slowed you down or delayed you or which avoided something or put you in a different place at a different time. It can be something as subtle as that. Make that kind of connection.
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be like a deep and meaningful. You know, somebody could have just put something in your path to either delay you, slow you up, put you on a different path, may have avoided an accident, or, you know, it could have been for a reason. Mm. You just sometimes don't make that connection.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
Because yeah.
When you're I don't like the paranormal investigators. I'm not going to use ghost hunts. I don't like the way ghost hunting.
No.
You're either one way, I think, you're either one way or the other. You're dead sceptical over everything, or you believe everything.
I'm in the middle now. Yeah.
I've gone from believing everything to not believing anything at all. But now I do find it odd.
I think I've always been in the middle. I'm a believer, but I'm not sort of, I don't believe everything is paranormal. I don't believe every noise and creak in an old house means that there's somebody walking around. So I've always kind of been in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm definitely a believer, but I'm certainly not one of these people that if I see a door open, I will go and check, see if there's any windows open. You check to see what those things could be first. I don't just automatically jump on the fact that that's paranormal. But I don't find it, I don't think I find it as hard to believe as you do.
Yeah. And I don't know why. It's just
I'm not gullible.
No.
I'm not gullible, but but the things that I do experience, I don't find hard to accept, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I think it's with, I'm not sure if it's with, there's that many people out there faking stuff and making money from faking stuff and blatantly lying to people about it. So that's why I have to be more harsh,
I think,
to find out if it's real or not.
I think what you have to do in this field, unfortunately, is just go by your own experiences and disregard, I would say, 98% of anything else that you weren't involved in. Not because 98% is faked or not true or people are lying, but how can you 100% believe in anything unless you were there or it happened to you?
Yeah.
You can't, can you?
No.
So not to knock anybody else's footage or evidence or audio, but if you're not there, you know, when somebody plays you an EVP and they say to you, there was only 3 of us there and nobody else was talking. Well, how do we know nobody else was talking? I'm not saying that you're lying.
No.
But when you're not there, it's like, well, could have somebody just made a noise and not owned up to making a noise? Somebody could have moved unconsciously and said that they didn't move because they actually didn't realise they were moving.
Stomach
rumbling.
There's tons of them.
Absolutely.
And a lot of ones, when you see, like, they say there's, like these strands that go over the land. I don't know if you've seen them. But a lot of them is I've looked through footage before, and they said, "Oh, look at this!" And it looks like a bright orb, and then like a
it's got like a little tail.
It's an air. It's definitely an air. And what people do, because we go out in these places when it's cold, a lot of people got gloves on, and a lot of people wear them fairy gloves. And when they're holding cameras and stuff,
like little fibers. Yeah.
And that's what a lot of the stuff is. But
I mean, I think with the EVPs, a good thing is if you're video recording at the same time, so that you can see where people are and whether they speak or not at the same time as recording the EVPs. Oh, excuse me. Sorry, sneeze then. But unless it's your own EVP and you know absolutely 100% where you were and who was talking at the same time.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think in this field, you just have to concentrate on your own evidence and your own experiences.
Yeah.
Right.
But I do like listening to other people's stories.
Absolutely, yeah.
I have asked for a few EVP people who've got EVPs. A couple have sent some in, but we can do with a few more.
I've got a couple, Nick.
Yeah, we need to
do that. Yeah, we'll do that.
And also with EVPs, what's very interesting is unless it's crystal clear what they call a Class A EVP, it's really interesting when you play one to maybe three or four different people and how they can all hear a different thing.
Yeah.
Unless unless you tell them what it says.
And then you can't hear nothing.
And then everybody hears that.
Yeah, I know.
So with an EVP, it's always best not to say what you interpret it as saying and let the people listening decide what they think it is.
And there's a classic video with about 10 different sayings on. And have you seen it on...
You hear what you read.
It says brainstorm, and it's about 10 different.
Yeah.
And if you're looking at the, you don't even need someone to say it to you. If you're looking at the word, that's the word.
But they can play the same audio and show a different word, and you hear that.
Yeah, it's exactly the same.
Yeah. So that's the problem. Like when you're watching all these investigations on the TV, and they say they pick EVPs up, and they tell you what it says. Sometimes you go.
No, it doesn't say that.
It sounds nothing like that.
I'll be honest with you, 95% of the time it's like that. But that's for the talented, you know. They have to put something up, I suppose. But it doesn't sound anything like... Don't get me wrong, I've heard the odd ones and it's dead clear, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes...
We've caught some decent ones ourselves, really good ones. But again, with EVPs, most of them you do get through... Could either say one thing or another, couldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
and I think what a lot of people expect is when they say we've caught an EVP or we've got something on camera, they expect that it's a full sentence EVP and you can hear every word. Or when you've caught something on camera, you've just seen Uncle Joe walk across the room. A lot of what we catch, very, very subtle, tiny things. That maybe when you show somebody that's not really into this, they'll just go, is that it, really?
But
to us, it's a big thing, that is, because it's so rare to catch anything at all that if you hear a sigh or a breath on an EVP, it's not even a word, but it's a big thing to us, where other people might just think, that's somebody breathing.
Also, a lot of these, these famous hauntings and stuff, there's never any EVPs. There's stuff caught on audio.
Yeah.
But nothing like... You know, when you call out and then you replay it. You're calling out, is anybody there? Can you tell us your name? Whatever. Then you'll stop it, then listen back to it. And there's something there.
Yeah.
You don't get none of that on these famous...
No.
There's none of that?
No.
Just for, like... Enfield, there's none of that on any of the audio. This stuff of Janet speaking like a bloke, but there's nothing.
Well, an EVP.
There's knocking and banging and stuff like that.
But I think the difference is an EVP is audio that's picked up that wasn't audible at the time. Yeah? Am I right there?
You can still do EVPs on normal tape, can't you?
Yeah, on like the old fashioned like on
set, yeah. Magnetic tape.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if you audibly hear something in the room with you, that's not classed as an EVP.
No, that's classed as a...
as just a disembodied voice or a noise. So EVPs are voices or noises or whatever caught on whatever recording equipment you're using that wasn't audible at the time.
Yeah.
To you.
Yeah.
So, like, when you're talking about Enfield and there's things knocking and banging, those things were heard at the time.
Mm. They call it direct voice phenomena.
That's exactly what it is.
So, in such, like you were saying, Nick, in such famous cases as the Enfield, did they actually ever catch any EVPs?
I don't think so.
Which is bizarre, isn't it?
If they did, it's never been talked about.
No.
I don't know.
Especially if it was as haunted as it's made out to be, you would think they would get every...
Because they were recording constantly, weren't they?
Well, he was there for nearly...
2 years?
He was there for 18 months or whatever. 14 months, guy. Lion Playfair was there, 14 months. Morris was there a bit longer, wasn't he? But... And he only got 200 hours. Did he only record when he was interviewing?
He left the recorder going in the bedroom because he pushed it under the bed at one point so it could constantly record while the girls were in bed.
But I've never heard any recordings of like an EVP.
He obviously caught noises on the recording, but they were noises that everybody else could hear at the time. So, which is quite unbelievable, really, isn't it? When you think, like you said, Nick, how haunted it was that they couldn't pick up an EVP in 200 hours worth.
Yeah. Unless he has and they just haven't played him.
I mean, we've even picked noises up doing this, haven't we? Yeah. That when we've replayed after, we've gone, what was that noise?
Thought
that
we had
the mics.
Didn't we?
but if it was that haunted with a poltergeist, or whatever, you would think that every possible paranormal phenomena would have happened at some point. You would think, wouldn't you?
Well, they said they haven't mentioned an EVP. Although they did talk about an EVP, but I've never heard the recording of it from that case. But they said what was unusual about Enfield is that everything happened.
Yeah, I think they had levitation, they had teleportation, didn't they? They had possession.
They had everything.
I think they had pretty much, like you say, everything going, except for that's why they had a hard time believing it.
SPR had an hard time because everything happened.
Yeah,
but when we say everything, most of the things Marie's just listed off could possibly be faked.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I think everything in the paranormal field could be faked, Nick. Yeah.
Apart from pools of water appearing
and apparitions. I suppose apparitions with the technology we've got today could.
Oh yeah, anything can today,
but. As far as they would go, I wouldn't have thought they would have gone and fake stuff, would they? The SPR wouldn't have done.
I mean, I think not just that. I mean, I think they had people there from newspapers, didn't they, that witnessed things being thrown and said the police witnessed furniture moving, that there was. And let's be honest, if somebody from something like the Daily Mail was there and witness somebody throwing something, they'd be the first to report on that, wouldn't they?
Because they'd be able to break the story, wouldn't they? But he's adamant that it hit him and it bruised him, it cut his forehead.
He said that nobody in that room could have thrown it at so much force without being seen.
The thing is, the best part about that is the marbles, how they were dropping and not bouncing. They just dropped and stood still. So even if... Janet and Margaret did fake a few things, which they did.
Which I think they've admitted they did some, because at the end of the day, they were kids. And when people of importance came to visit, if nothing was happening, they felt like they had to make it happen. Because that's just a child's thoughts, isn't it? So, mentality. So, I've no doubt that they fake some stuff. But... Yeah, so
back to
so portals.
Yeah, Nick, what do you think on portals?
Nick's been quiet because he's been having some technical issues, yeah. And he's just been fixing some things.
Yeah, portals. I think they exist. I think that ancients used portals. I've seen supposed doorways and rocks and places like that. I don't know. I don't know if the mirrors and stuff are. I know the Victorians reported, you know, they covered up mirrors when someone was dying and all that kind of stuff, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the pyramids were a portal?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
Because there's some chutes, aren't they?
Yeah, they go up to Cygnus. Is it Cygnus? I think it is.
But I think these are a different kind of portal, aren't they? These are to carry people rather than spirit. Aren't they?
I don't
know. Is this what we're...
I don't know.
They won't be carrying the body. They'll be carrying the spirit of the body. So it's the same thing, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Was it Project Pegasus, wasn't it? That was like... I don't know which class has a portal. That was supposedly time travel.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
But that was done through... didn't actually... go anywhere. They were actually in some kind of machine in a room, and the machine took them somewhere. So whether that's a portal,
so it's like teleportation. Yeah, really. Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite a famous one. That is Project Pegasus. I don't know if you've.
You could say scrying, but is that just? I suppose I don't know. I don't want to watch done scrying either, but. You can look at it in two ways. If you stare at something for long enough, things will start to change. But I've had some really good scrying stuff.
Yeah.
But I've had stuff appear behind me when I've been scrying.
But also, I absolutely 100% know for fact, as do most people, that if you stare at yourself long enough, especially with a, you know, in the dark or a little candle flickering in a mirror, that you're going to see your eyes go a bit darker and this, that, and the other. Yeah. But when somebody else is standing behind you, just keeping an eye on you, not necessarily concentrating or staring, and they can see a change happening.
I've seen that. At Grizzly.
So, you know, that's a different kettle of fish, isn't it?
In that mirror, I've seen, we've been looking at somebody scrying and I've seen stuff behind them.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's so in the mirror, that mirror on the wall.
So do you think that is whatever you're seeing, is that coming through is that a portal? Are they coming through a doorway in the mirror?
Mirrors are messed up anyway, aren't they? I mean, some of the things you see in a mirror at a glance is crazy, isn't it? I'd probably go as far as to say the mirror is one of the best tools for paranormal.
Possibly.
Yeah.
The devil's toybox made up of mirrors.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, scrying has gone back hundreds and hundreds of years, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Scrying has. Yeah. You know? The witches used to
do it.
John Dee was.
You can do it in water.
Anything,
you can use smoke. You can. There's lots of different methods of scrying. But I think mirrors are the most accessible and the easiest method to use.
You wouldn't look in a bowl of water while you can just look in a mirror, would you?
No.
Although I've never done it. Have you ever done it in water?
Yeah.
I haven't. Yeah. Did you get anything?
No, we didn't look in the bowl of water. What we did was somebody put the hand in the water while you wasn't looking, then you'd come into the room and put your hand in the water and pick up the energies from the previous person who had their hand in the water.
Right.
It's still classed as scrying. It's not a lot of scrying like you looking into a mirror or a crystal ball. It's more feeling that is than a visual.
I've done. I've dabbled in photography, doing it that way. So using a bowl of water, and like Nick says, you're putting your hand in it and moving the water at a specific way. And then you take your hand out and then you snap pictures of the water. And then you look at the photographs and see what you can see in the water on the photographs.
Okay. Right, I've never done that either.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite a good one, though. But then you could get the people say, it's just pareidolia.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But it is good. It is. Yeah. You can get some good results.
Yeah.
We'll have to try that smoke machine. Now we've got many fire alarms.
No, there isn't any. Yeah. There are, to think.
Yeah. That would have worked amazingly with that laser beam. Yeah. How fabulous was that? Yeah, still got it, yeah. It was great because the shapes that you can see within that smoke...
Yeah.
Is quite, I mean, it looks quite eerie at the time, but you just sit back and you watch, and it's, and then all of a sudden, if you see the smoke sort of part and go a different way, like somebody's walked through it, and it's, I think it's a really good one to.
I think we're out in the back room, because I don't think there's one in the back room. So,
is there one in here?
No, I don't think so. Is there?
Yeah, I'll bring it down. We'll have a go. Yeah.
Affairs, we'll soon find out.
just so you know what we're talking about, I did buy a smoke machine for the reason of using it on an investigation, and using laser lights within the smoke. And we took it to a location, not realising, and we set the smoke alarms off, and we couldn't get them to go off, and they were ear piercing for, was this about 40 minutes?
Yeah, it was a long time.
It was going on for.
It felt like it was a lot longer. Yeah.
So that was a bit of a schoolboy error. We won't be doing again.
No.
But it looked good for the four minutes it worked before the alarms went off.
Foggy inside the building.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Fabulous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is good. And then I'll let loose then. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Very good. So, do you think it hit the dome? Mate, it hit something.
It didn't hit anything, it just went wrong.
No, I agree with Nick on this instance.
Okay.
And I'm no flat earther.
But
I think we are living in a ball and a dome.
We'll agree to disagree.
It isn't actually a dome, it's more of a bubble. We're living in a bubble.
Yeah, you definitely living in a bubble. Definitely.
Boy in the bubble.
Yeah.
A bubble of idiotness.
Ooh, dear. Village idiot.
It's a good shake up.
So keep your eye out on our pages for idiot reels.
Yeah, idiot reel.
If nothing else, they will make you laugh. They're good for a giggle. And we all like a giggle from time to time. It does you good. So, yeah, I'm sure the idiot will be putting some more on shortly.
No doubt.
And in the meantime, if anybody has got any EVPs...
Send them in. And
they want to send in
photographs,
EVPs, any audio clips, any visual clips, anything that you've got at all. We promise we won't pull them apart and pick at them. It's just be nice to have a look and
tell us a story behind them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So that would be
cool.
That would be fab to do.
Yeah. Because I've done loads of photographs in the past. People used to send me photographs. I used to love photography.
Yeah.
I've had some decent stuff years ago, and that was before anything like this, any podcasts or anything. That was just, I think it was just Facebook, that was it.
Mm.
And I've had some, I think I mentioned that Gettysburg one.
Yeah.
The Mist, and I've had a few of them, you know, just, you can't believe, but there's some that are really good.
Yeah.
And worth a second look at. And absolutely. The EVPs will always listen to the EVPs.
Yeah. I find the EVPs fascinating. I used to do, again, I feel EVPs are a lot like the spirit box. It's something, I think it's always good to pick on one thing that you like doing and you keep doing that one thing. So I think, like with the spirit box and the EVPs, the more you do it, the more you use it, the more you get out of it, the more you can pick things up, the more you can train your own ears to pick things up more easily and sort of interpret them. And I did used to do quite a lot of EVP work, but then it's very difficult to do when you're with others and they don't They're not quiet when you ask them to. They're fidgety and shuffly, and it does it has to be quite a quiet area. Or at least if you do make a floorboard creak or your tummy rumbles, just speak out and that was me, so that you can disregard that.
There's times we've been out when it's so obvious it was somebody's stomach or it wasn't me. Yeah. And you know it was.
One of the other annoying things which I've had over the last couple of investigations, people with noisy jackets on.
Yeah.
Obviously, because it's a bit wet and stuff, the waterproof stuff normally a bit noisy. And I think
that's why EVPs are better when there's only maybe one or two of you, because they're not exciting to do. It's a lot of sitting and waiting and silence. And that's the other big thing. I've been with people who've been doing EVP work that ask a question after question after question after question and just don't give anybody anything, any time to reply. You ask a question and you sit in silence basically and just wait. At least a little while before you ask the next question. So, and if you put the headphones in, if you've got one of the recorders, you can plug earpieces in. Excuse me, you can do like a live EVP where you can actually listen and you can hear the responses in real time. So that if you hear a response, you can then sort of respond to that response at the time. So that's always interesting.
My Sony recorder doesn't allow you to do it, but my Olympus one does.
Yeah.
And I've only found that out in the last 12 months.
Yeah.
And that is really good. That really enhances the sound. Yeah.
And that's quite interesting, because when you're doing normal EVP work, you don't know that you've got you don't know that you've got a response. So you just carry on talking oblivious to that. Whereas if you're listening in real time, you can sort of almost hold a conversation and you can respond to that EVP because you've heard it at the time.
Yeah, because by the time you've listened to it, you're at home, aren't you? Putting your feet up.
Absolutely.
That
tends to be the time we sit and go through all the hours of evidence that we've recorded.
It's very rare you pick something up on the night.
Oh, Lisa has asked to tell you about this. Remember?
Yeah. We're not good ghost hunters, are we?
I'll be honest, like, joking aside, I'm shit. I love it, but I'm shit.
What, going through the evidence?
Just
anything. It was live. We picked up some pretty good stuff. At where was we? At the train station.
Yeah.
Barlaston train station. And we went home and he says, Lisa spotted all this stuff that we've missed.
And it was somebody actually directly answering the questions.
Wow.
What we're asking through the spirit box. And she had it straight away, just like that.
Because some people can hear it a lot better than others. We've done it ourselves when we've been doing Estes, and we can and it's been that loud we can hear, and we hear responses, and the person wearing the headphones has nothing. Isn't that bizarre?
So
we've heard something. They've heard something, but don't know what it said, so they say nothing. You know, so yeah, really interesting.
It's good.
Is that it then? Yeah, are we done for another week?
I think so.
It's an hour, that is.
Wow.
An hour.
It's flowing, isn't it?
Yeah. It does. Wake up! And get all them people that have just nodded off to us.
Bless.
Yeah.
So we'll say thanks for listening again.
Again.
And don't forget to send us anything in that you may have, anything at all, but EVPs, photographs, video. Really interested to see what other people are picking up on.
All the info's there, isn't it? You put it in the links below.
There's links on the info on the
contact at ghostencounters.org.
Email address.
Email address, or you can private messages on the Ghost Encounter of the Third Kind Facebook page, Haunted Evidence Facebook page, or the Ravens Paranormal Facebook page.
Yeah, there's no excuse for not getting in touch.
We're all over the place.
We've got many, many things to, yeah.
But if you're listening to this through the Ghost Hunters, the Ghost Encounters page, it'd be easier just do it on there, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Or if it's any easier for some people, you can also WhatsApp us.
Ring Marie on 07777.
We do have a phone number that you can WhatsApp, and that's the Haunted Evidence number.
Yeah.
And you can send us a WhatsApp anytime about anything, and that's 07707446161.
Brilliant.
For WhatsApps. So speak to you all again soon.
Yeah. Goodbye. Cool. It's been emotional as ever.
Bye.
Thanks for calling, lovely spread.